Joining me now, Chillicothe coach Tim Cool. And, Coach, before we talk about our team, let's talk about Marshall. They came in and have put a lot of points on the scoreboard. And what can you say about Jace Lance? He is just a pure shooter.
Yeah, he's hard to guard because he can shoot it, and he's really quick and good with the ball, so he can drive it. And he's very talented. And we knew that coming in, that he was going to be a tough matchup. But we put a couple guys with some length on him, and hard to guard a kid who's shooting him from 26, 27 feet. But we figured it out. He had a bunch of points. But overall, defensively, we played really well. And credit Bradley and CJ for hanging in there and guarding him and doing the best that they could and trying to keep him in front while you're trying to contest shots from way out there. It's not easy. And everybody else chipped in, and it was a really good team win for us tonight.
When you face a player like that that's having a night like this, how do you approach it to say, okay, let's step up on him a little bit more, play him a little more aggressive, or he's going to get his points, make sure no one else gets any?
No, we don't look at it that way. We just guard everybody, and we try to – our defense typically is gap help anyway. We're kind of in a pack. We're more of a pack mentality than get out and deny ball reversal. So just in general, we just try to keep the ball out of the lane. And so we don't want him to get his. We want to hold him down, and we want to hold everybody else down. We want to try to make it tough on everybody. And we made it just tough enough on everybody that they only scored 58, and they haven't done that all year. I think their lowest so far this year was 59. They've scored 99. They've scored 75. They've scored 80. And you can see how. I mean, they've got talented offensive weapons. Our guys just really dug in again and played great defense. They're figuring things out, and they're playing really hard, playing for each other. How exciting is it to watch our guys offensively too? I mean, defense is how we win the game, but offense is pretty fun to watch.
I was sitting up here thinking, when Wesley Brandsgard came in the second quarter, I think he was a little irritated at the fact that he didn't get to score in the first quarter. He made up for it with 17 points in the second quarter, him and CJ are usually going to get their points, but Hayden Zimmer really stepped up and had a good night tonight.
Hayden really had a good game. He did a lot of good things. He made some jump shots, but even if he doesn't make shots tonight, he played well. He did a much better job defensively. He rebounds for us. He's learning all the time. And I tell you, and I've said this a lot, but varsity games are tough, and they're tough to find playing time in varsity games because it's so competitive. And he's done a really good job of working hard at it. He's going to stay and shoot every day after practice, and he's very coachable, really good attitude. So, I thought he really picked us up again, and Bradley was steady again tonight. Hunter Swift was steady for us again. Peyton Fort came in and really gave us a boost coming off the bench. Really did a good job, very active and athletic, and matched up real well with what they had on the floor. So, we had a bunch of guys who really played well, and that proves right there you've got to have more than one guy, and they've got more than one guy, but we did a good job defensively, and held them to under 60, which is a great thing.
Yeah, a lot of these guys, there's not a stat for things like good ball movement. And
right, exactly.
Like that. There's not a stat for what a lot of these guys do. I'll see if I can create one.
That is a great thought because you're right. That we don't the take a charge and great ball movement and staying in a stance and really guarding, those type of things don't get in the paper. Sorry, Paul, they don't get in the paper. But those guys, they're just so valuable to our team. The guys on the bench who are positive and cheering and working hard every day in practice. So, I really like this group, and they're getting better every day.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll talk to you again tomorrow at Kirksville.
Thank you, Randy.
That's going to wrap it up from here. Chillicothe wins a pair over two very talented and athletic Marshall teams. Girls and boys both win, and we'll have another doubleheader tomorrow from Kirksville. Until then, for Lawrence, our studio engineer, I'm Randy Dean. This has been Chillicothe High School Basketball on KCHI.